It is a critical part of what we do. It should be the time of saying, oh, I'm just going to go to the lab and close the door. It's somebody else's problem to explain why this matters. That time has passed. Everybody in this room who's working on a scientific project should be prepared in what you might call an elevator speech to explain in compelling terms to your grandmother or congressman or whoever it is you're talking to, what it is you're working on and why it matters, and not be stammering about it. And that's not something we've done a great job, I think, of conveying to trainees or to faculty. And believe me, I've been in some pretty cringe-worthy situations where those conversations did not go well. So at a minimum, I thought you were going to do that. But as much more than that, to reach out in a personal way, convey that sense of why this is such an exciting kind of science. Go to the Hill and meet with your new members of Congress, talk to them, not in some vague general way, but your own specific area of interest and why you're excited about it. That conveys a lot more than anything I can convey in a congressional hearing. And inviting your members to come to your institution, as opposed to sometimes imagining that the money all gets spent in Bethesda, Maryland, which I think some of it does, but most of it's spent out here in places like the University of Florida. You're making sure that what's happening in your own state, your own district, is clear to every member of Congress. I'm always amazed when I see that not happening. I'm glad to see it's happening here.